So you run or own a business and you're wondering how to take it to the next level. How do you take this fast-moving organization and build it bigger than you ever dreamed? That is the question, and this podcast is full of answers. I'm Eric Wilkins, and this is the Cash, Character, and Clicks podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having an amazing day. I say morning. It may be night where you're listening. That's totally cool. Today, I want to talk about something that's been going on for me the last couple of years in business, and I think it's really important. It's not necessarily what all businesses will do, but it's definitely something that all businesses can look at and see if it works for them. And so for me, you hear a lot in personal finance. If you ever have been to a financial guru or anything like that, they'll talk about diversifying your portfolio, different ways that you can make income, have income coming in, and how that can affect your overall financial wealth. And so at the end of the day, what that simply means is you're having income coming from different places. Let's say you own real estate and you own a gym, a physical fitness gym. So at that gym, people are working out. People are probably always going to be working out, but with real estate, the real estate market may crash one day. And if the real estate market crashes, what do you have on backup to be able to keep going? So I want to kind of talk about that from a business standpoint. From a business standpoint, something we've done is personally is I started, Green Fox Marketing, which I've talked about before, and our marketing company really started as a social media company, and we got into doing websites and everything else. We built up this agency that does a little bit of everything, but it's all within the agency. About a year ago, I bought a company that owned magazines. And so the magazines is really, it is still marketing, but it's really its own thing. It's really a different demographic for the most part. A lot of our magazine ad buyers are in smaller towns. They're in towns where magazines are important, like where it's one of the bigger things. One of the cities we have a magazine in, it's the chamber guide also. So the chamber kind of partners with the magazine, and so it's really still an important thing in a lot of those communities. And so, if something happens digitally, let's just say Facebook for whatever reason falls off the planet, those magazines aren't affected at all. If anything, the magazines may actually get a boost because people may be looking for different ways to advertise again. So that's one unique way that we've done that. Another one is going to be a wrap shop. So it's been about 4 months ago. Had this thought that, and I had some resources on my team that knew a lot about vehicle wraps and what it took to make a vehicle wrap, to put it on, all the stuff that it takes to do that. And I knew nothing about it, but I do know that I had resources that were able to do it. So why not? Let's go for it. So we put some numbers together, crunched some stuff, and said, yeah, this is going to be a wise decision for us. So we started Green Fox Wraps a little bit after that. And again, if let's just say something with digital marketing, emails, let's say all of email crashed for whatever reason. People couldn't use emails anymore because it became illegal from the government or something. I don't know. So let's just say that happened. Well, if it did, that would not affect our wrap business at all. The only way that would affect our wrap business is in a positive way, because, again, people would be looking for more ways to advertise, to market their business that may not be a digital online thing, which is what a majority of our marketing business is. So I say those things to ask you this question. Do you have those type of things already in place? If you do, awesome. You're nailing it. You're knocking it out of the park. What's the next one going to be? If you're not, if you don't have those things in place, what could those things be? Just ask yourself, what are those things that are tied closely to my business, but not necessarily the exact same thing that I could still get into? And so the big thing is that, do you have the resources on your team already, or do you have to bring in a whole new organization of resources? So for the wrap shop, I did have to bring on someone new to actually do the installing, but I didn't have to bring on anyone new to do the drawing up, the setting up the printer, the printing the material, all the other stuff. And so I had all of those in-house already. And so I didn't have to have a huge expense. If someone else were to go and start a wrap business, it would cost them more than three times as much what I paid for, because I already had the resources, the knowledge, and everything else on my team. So that's just a apparently I need to take steering. That's what my that beep was. So I'm taking steering now. I'm going to stop podcasting with my legs. Just kidding. I wasn't doing that. Anyway, so just ask yourself, what are those things that you could be doing that you could – diversify your portfolio with. I just saw a haul off dumpster drive by, so just gave me a thought. So haul off dumpster, you need a big truck to be able to carry this thing, and so maybe you own a construction company where you have a large truck where you actually go and physically do the construction. So why not go and look into what it would take to buy into a haul off dumpster company where you already have a truck, you've already got construction knowledge, you know where dumpsters need to be landed, you know where they need to be dropped off when you get called up. It's not something that's going to be a nerve-wracking thing for you. You're not going to go and hire all these people. It simply is going to be a dumpster, learning. I don't know enough about dumpsters to give you the answer, but I know it's going to be something around you buy the haul off dumpsters, you get the right equipment for the truck that you may need. But it's something that you can use for your business personally. Again, I'm using the wrap shop for my business. I have Green Fox wrapped all over my truck, and you could also sell to other people and rent out for other people. So that's just a small example of something that I just caught as I was driving. So be thinking about that with your business. What are those things that are separate, that could be separate if something were to happen in your industry, that but still is tied close enough that you have the knowledge, the skill, the people, the resources to be able to go and do those things. And so I really believe that is what's helped us scale and what's helped us grow as a whole. Is being able to put all those things together and figure those things out. And we're still continuing to do that. We're figuring out what are some other avenues, what are some other resources, what are some other things that we can do based on the skills that we have on our team that can kind of diversify what we are doing. I'll give you another example. We're going to be launching this in the next few weeks. As a part of digital online stuff that we do, we also partner with a company called Info Platform. Info is basically it's an online resource for franchise organizations, for all of the franchisees to have one central location for all of their marketing stuff to go to. So I own a part of that company, and in that company we work with some very large big brand names, and so we thought, you know, hey, how could this platform be valuable to other people, not just franchises, that if for some reason franchises becomes a thing that doesn't exist anymore, everybody wants to buy their own organization, whatever it may be, how could this still keep going? And so we thought, you know what, why don't we try something called Church Campus Brand? And what Church Campus Brand is a software that does the exact same thing, where churches can go on, they can have this one online resource that houses all of their marketing material, all of their shirts, hats, pins, Bibles, any kind of notebooks, any kind of thing like that. But they can also send postcards out to people. They can pull off graphics off of a site if you're if it's a multi-campus church. So oftentimes churches will have, you know, 5, 10, 15 campuses, and just like a franchise would work. And so they need to get information, and they need to pull it off and put it on their individual Facebook page or whatever it may be. So Church Campus Brand works just like Info Platform. It's the same exact thing, but it's slightly separated because it's a different organization, different people, different group of people, and how it works. So hope all that makes sense, and I hope that you can really come up with something easy with your business. It really, if you take some time to really sit through and think through it, I really believe you're going to be able to come up with something fairly quickly and be able to knock that out of the park. So you guys have a great rest of the day. Make it a good one. Make great choices today, and be smart with your time. See you guys later.